Welcome to Land Academy.
I'm Jack Butella.
I'm Jill DeWitt.
We show you how to buy real estate for half of what it's worth
and sell it on the internet really fast.
We are Jack and Jill,
and this is the Jack and Jill Show 2.
With over 15,000 completed transactions, we're the experts at acquiring property.
Of all kinds, not just land.
For half price and flipping them for way more.
All right, let's get this show started.
Jack Butella with Jill DeWitt.
Hi.
Welcome to our show today. In this episode, Jill and I talk about why debt is the root of all evil. Maybe literally. Before we get into it, let's take a question posted by one of our members on the landinvestors.com online community. It's free.
Okay. Nick asked, my initial offer was $6,500, but I paid $7,500 and all of closing.
For a piece of real estate.
Right. There's a 20 acre piece of real estate. I'm in it. So now I'm in for $8,520. Love it. My sales price is $18,499. And I decided I would go down to $17,000 if I had buyer negotiated. Well, Nick's got an offer. The buyer offered $15,000 and they pay all closing costs, which is approximately $1,000 to $1,200. All right. Nick says, I want to double my money, but $6,500 net is nothing to turn my nose up to.
No, it's not.
This is right. Nick, I think you kind of won.
I think you knocked it out of the park.
I think you're fine. Are we really going to say, oh man, I mean, 85, I really want to double my money. So I'm next to 2000. I could say I doubled my money, but come on. I think we did just fine. This is the thing that we always talk about. On what planet and in what industry can you still get something, you know, north of 50% profit consistently?
Yeah, consistently.
It's not the norm.
Right.
So don't, you did nothing wrong. Don't get greedy and don't hold out. Don't say, I'm going to pass on this offer because I'm going to hang out for, you know, 18.5 and just sit on it for 6 months. Don't do that. Take the money and reinvest and do it again and again and again.
Right. So you're going to get 15,000 bucks in a couple of weeks, or let's say just 30 days. Because it looks like if they're closing costs like that, you're going through escrow, which I think you really could reduce, by the way. $1,000 to $1,200 for closing a property like this is way too much. Should be closer to $300. Anyway, you're going to get a $15,000 check here soon, and you better be ready. And no, here's a key to really maximizing your profit. It's not about this one deal. You just got to keep using that 15 grand. Mm-hmm. You make that 15,000, 20,000, and then 25, and then 30, and then 50, and 150, and then 250. Mm-hmm. 250 grand is going to right around the corner if you keep this attitude that you have right here.
Yeah,
it's a personal preference thing. We have members that we could call all the time, Joe and I, that they wouldn't do this deal. They pound on the desk. My sales price is $17,000 and that's it. And then 6 months later, they're like, yeah, I should have taken that $15,000 offer.
Mm-hmm. And that's okay. So, what was I going to say? Well, I love when I hear people like this situation, like even right now, I was like, gosh, should I take this? Heck yeah. You know, we've had people often on our weekly member calls that are saying, oh, I screwed it all up with these numbers. We're like, what do you mean you screwed it all up? Hello, let's do the math together, shall we? You know, this is winning. You did fantastic. This is an awesome deal. You know, go.
Here's what I always say
to
members or people I'm talking to. I always say, what if if there were 10 deals exactly like this right now, would you do the deal? So instead of 6,500 net, it's 65,000 net. And everyone says yes. Oh, yeah, I would do that. What's the difference? Nothing. It's just all in your head.
Exactly.
It's a personal preference situation. Here's my personal preference. And this is how I run acquisitions and sales. I do not negotiate price on the buy side because there's so many offers coming in. I don't care.
Mm-hmm.
It's not worth it for me to negotiate. On the sale price, I'll pretty much take anything. I shouldn't say that on the air.
Really?
Because I just want to do the deal.
I'll
negotiate all day long on sales price. I mean, in fact, I don't even negotiate. In this deal, they said, I'll give you $15,000 and I'll pay the cost. I say, yep, sign it right there. Done. As fast as a conversation can go, we can get the next one done.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
What else do you not negotiate? Or what will you negotiate, I should say? What else can, what can I offer you? You're going to go, well, this is good. What can I offer you? You're going to go, oh, sure, Jill, fine.
Honestly, Jill, I say this to you as your mate.
Okay.
The faster it is, the my exponential answer to yes is speed. If I don't have to spend any time on it or do any stuff, everybody gets what they want.
All right.
When's the last, look,
so here's what I'm going to do.
Think of the kids when they come to you.
You want to get out of the store fast?
Yep.
Buy me this purse right now. We can be out of here.
That's it.
Oh, that's all I have to do?
Buy me these diamonds.
Got it.
If it's going to take a half hour, it's not going to happen.
I really need a nice necklace for this party. Done. Come with me 5 minutes. I'll grab it and let's go.
Yep.
Oh.
It's speed.
Well, you're going to be sorry you told me that.
No, I'm not. Because we can both win. Like, if I never have to go to the store again.
No, you know me. You know what's so funny about us is even now, I'm so... I used to... Why is it the more... I don't want to say more money, but it's the more I have available to me, the more cautious I am. Maybe because I work really hard for what we have, you know? And so I'm not, I don't throw money around. I really try to be careful. So I would never do that to you is what I'm trying to get at.
If one of the kids came to you and said, here's two ways to approach getting an Xbox. Here's approach A.
Okay.
Mom, I'm a straight A student and I'd really like to buy an Xbox. It costs $300. Are you cool with that? That's option A.
Are you asking the question now?
Number two.
Okay.
Mom, I did a bunch of research, and I think that if we go on Sunday morning to this place to get an Xbox, and it's going to cost $300.25, I really, really would like you to consider there, and on and on and on.
Oh,
of the three kids, I can tell you how each one of them would approach that, and which one's going to get it the fastest.
I know, but they still need to work for it.
Yeah, I agree.
Let's not just.
But if they're getting straight A's, that's working for it in my mind.
Okay. We differ on that too, but okay.
So, I mean, all my point is, everybody wants a soundbite. I don't care who you are. A full sentence, 1 to 2 sentence soundbite, and just to get it done so we can go play.
Uh-huh.
That's human nature.
Like, that can't be the only thing. We'll see.
Let's see.
Go ahead.
See, now you're making it, you're dragging it. I think it comes down to gender.
No.
Certain things, women want.
No, because you know that because of the three kids, I have a gender thing that's, you know, never mind. We all have our favorites.
How do I say this with respect and poise?
Uh-oh.
There are things that women love to make last a long time, and there are things that men just want to kind of be done with, done quickly. And I'll let your imagination run with that.
Are you talking about in the bedroom?
Yeah.
Oh.
That's like, exactly what I'm talking about.
I'm like, do I go there?
now's the time for me to read a sentence.
Gee, move on.
If you have a question or you want to be on the show, reach out to either one of us on LandInvestors.com.
Maybe we want to get it over with sometimes too.
Maybe, well, usually you don't start it. Yeah. Usually you just don't start it at all.
Like today. like this show. Oh my gosh. Oh, good. All right.
Today's topic.
Quick, get to the topic.
There is a topic today.
Quick.
Why debt is the root of all evil?
It's not in the bedroom. That's not the root of all evil.
You shouldn't be thinking about debt.
Oh boy.
Debt in the bedroom at all.
That's right.
You should be thinking about other stuff. Anyway. This is the Meet a Show. So, I did a little research, and I looked it up. I probably did it incorrectly and too fast.
That was two shows ago. <Just kidding.
laughs> Turns out that debt itself, the history of it's rooted in nations lending each other money. Here's an example, and here's the one that I pulled up. It may not be the end-all beginning of debt, but a long time ago, a very large private corporation lent money to a South American country to mine and log its own natural resources, and it lended the money in a predatory manner. There's no possible way. I mean, the lender looked at everything and said there's no way they can repay this. So in the end, they structured the deal so that they lent them money. They knew that they were going to foreclose on it. They knew that they never could pay it back. They didn't have the knowledge or the resources to complete what they wanted to do. and they took over the property. Mm-hmm. They took over the mining operation, the logging operation, and the land itself. Because in the end, that's what they wanted, and they wanted it for half price. That is in the back. That is the root of all lending. Yeah, if it all goes south, they end up with the asset.
Right.
That just saying that out loud burns me up.
I know.
It makes me really angry, actually. Because it's not right.
I'm thinking about this, and I know where we're going to go with this in a minute, but I'm just thinking about who was the goofball who came up with the whole credit score thing. Seriously, we're the only country in the world that does this. It's the most ridiculous thing on the planet. I know people who have been in this situation where they could plop down the cash, but their credit score, like they have the cash to show it, but the credit score is keeping it from happening. I'm like, what the heck?
I know.
It makes sense.
I mean, that's a little bit off
sense,
topic. Everybody hates credit scores.
I know. I am curious. I was going to look it up, but I don't want to take the time right now.
What cracks me up about credit scores is that you have to pay them to get it.
Oh, my God.
That even cracks.
Yeah, so I got to take out credit and start running up a tab to build up a credit score.
But even to get your credit score, you have to pay.
That's true, too.
A monthly fee just to be
see
to
what
manage,
it is.
To manage it.
Oh,
it's like
God.
Insurance. It's it the is. Greatest scam of all
it
time.
It is a big scam.
It's manufactured. It's like they made it up in thin air.
It is. They're all in cahoots.
Exactly.
I agree.
Anyway, debt is not all bad, okay? But it's really bad when you put 3% down on a house. We're going to get a million emails in this. Never, ever put 3% down on a house.
Yeah.
Or 1%. Never. You're putting yourself, unless you're buying a $10,000 house and it's grossly below your means, then that's fine. But all I ever see, and these are like maturely aged people, my friends, making bad decisions about buying houses and stuff and getting it. For some reason, we've all been taught that the lowest down payment's the best.
I know.
And that's just not the case.
They get in there. Well, then I see it. Then it gets worse. It's like, you know, if you're doing a mortgage and you're doing a 15-year mortgage with a healthy down payment and you're going to pay it off in 7 or 8 years, okay, I get that. That's a good plan. But when you go into, like Jack's talking about, 3% down, it's a 30-year loan, and then you refi after 5 years, and now it's a 45-year loan. I mean, that's the wrong direction. You know, you really owe it to yourself to read how much at the very end of the terms, because it's written down for you. I mean, that's the sad reality, too, is every person looks at that document and signs away going, yes, I know. I'm fully aware of that. I am buying a $400,000 house, and when it's all done and paid for, I will have paid 1.2. And I'm where do I sign?
Why do you do that?
Why do we do that? I know that I don't. It's just it's insane.
Yeah.
You know so what were you gonna say?
Go ahead.
I'm like, I just think it comes down to keeping up appearances. We need to live within our means, everyone. And there's nothing wrong with living within your means. And just be smart and only buy what you can afford. My mom always told me this, and I thought it was the funniest thing. It's not a sale. She used to say this quote, Jill. It's not a sale. You know, nothing. It's the words were, Jill, it's not a sale if you don't have any money. It's, you know, that it doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
And I'm like, but it was on sale.
That's good advice.
She's like, ugh, that means nothing.
I had a college professor, a finance professor, and we walked in the first day of class, and on the board was this sentence, cash kills companies, with two underlines.
Oh.
What that really means is anybody, I don't care who you are, and any business owner, whether you own a dry cleaner or a manufacturing facility, has ups and downs in revenue and ups and downs in cash balance. And at some point, I do not care who you are, you're gonna get into a severe cash crunch. That's just the way it works. So you do need a simple credit line, and then you pay it off when it gets better. That's a fantastic, great use of debt. If you sign away, you have a piece of real estate, let's say you are a dry cleaner and you own the building, and you have a mortgage and you pay $10,000 a month for this mortgage, you have 2 or 3 months where it's seasonal, like in Phoenix, nothing happens in August because it's too hot. That'll kill your company.
Mm-hmm.
You have too much leverage. If you own the building, you don't have to worry about it at all. You're going to be there forever.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a Captain Obvious moment.
Mm-hmm.
Cash kills companies. Right. You really have to review it before you start signing your name.
I had a guy ask me just the other day about, okay, how much money do I need to get started in this? I have, you know, I think he said I have $10,000. Should I dip into my 401k? Should I borrow this, borrow that? And I'm like, no, don't do that. Use what you have.
Save some money.
Exactly. Start with your 10,000. Make it 20. Make it 40. You know, and you're on your way. You don't need to touch that stuff. I don't want you to touch that stuff, because once you do, the clock's ticking. People are bugging you. You're gonna start. You could make some bad decisions because of your debt.
I have an accounting background in that environment. Innately, is maximize everything. Maximize your tax. Maximize your tax exposure. So. And, you know, it's all, I've heard people sit around, I did this a couple nights ago, and I left the environment. People are arguing about how to minimize tax. Aww. There's not just one way to do it. Here's the right way to do all that stuff. The way that you're most comfortable.
Right.
That's it. I don't want to make it a contest. Same thing with debt. You
right.
know, I would never buy a primary residence. First of all, I pay half for what it's worth, and that's how you win.
Mm-hmm.
Then if you have to leverage it, won't do 50% of that.
Mm-hmm.
And now you're really, really setting yourself up to succeed.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Join us on another episode where Jack and Jill discuss how to use information, that's me.
And inspiration, that's me.
To do just about anything you want.
We use it every day to buy property for half of what it's worth and sell it immediately.
You are not alone in your real estate ambition. Is that show boring enough?
No, I don't think so. No, it was funny you say that about that house thing in the end. I just talked to a guy the other day. He's like, wait. So my wife and I are looking at buying a house. Would this work? I'm like, heck yeah. I said, but here's what you do. Do not send her driving around yet. You first ice out the school district and the area and that kind of stuff, the size of home you want. And you know that this area is in your price range. Send out the offers. When you get 10 back, then you and your wife can go drive around and see what it is and then decide.
That's great.
Like,
actually,
it works.
You know, and that would work for just about any spouse. Like, here's your 10 choices. They pass all. They pass a neighborhood test, and they pass the money test.
Mm-hmm.
Here, wife. Now it's got to pass like the female. Can we
emotional?
Can we live in it? Test.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because men don't know about that stuff.
That's
a lot of men.
That's for sure. Say that again.
Information and inspiration to buy undervalued property.
We are Jack and Jill, and this was the Cash Flow from Land Show.
We are the experts at acquiring property
of all kinds, not just land,
for half price, just so we can flip it for way more
and really fast. Thanks for listening. You are not alone in your real estate ambition.